This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want official updates on COVID-19 developments, text the words COVID-19SF to 888-777. That's official word. When there's information for your area, for our area, you'll get it there. That is official updates, 888-777. Text the words COVID-19SF. Happy Tuesday. It's sunny at my house. How's it looking out you guys' windows?
Looking good.
Yeah. It's supposed to be sunny the rest of the week, which is a relief. The sun does improve your mood and make you feel better. Get outside. Get a little vitamin D today. Stay away from other people.
It's gray in Millbrae.
Oh, huh.
It is.
It's all right. Just gray. It's
Wait
not
a minute.
Like,
let me check.
Rain. How is it in downtown
yeah,
San Francisco?
It's cloudy. It looks like it's like slowly burning off, but it's gray clouds.
I have some clouds, but mostly I got blue sky and sunshine.
I got blue skies and sunshine.
That's nice.
Good.
That's right. Nice. Good for us. It's good for me and Vinny. Vinny and I bring the sunshine. You guys are just cloudy days.
Well, you know, yesterday was really nice, too. And there was a point after our little family walk where my kid goes, hey, me and Edie can play in the front yard. And I was like, you can play in the backyard. That's what you can do.
Less people walking around in the backyard.
Well, huh? You know, I mean, it is a trip. It sucks because I hate the idea of being not being neighborly, but we are not being neighborly.
No. Well, listen, if your neighbors needed some toilet paper or some help, you'd be there for them. In the meantime, stay the F away.
Right.
We're isolated for a reason. We don't want what you got.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing is to have gone through this and been as careful and then have one mistake be the thing that brings it into the house. That's going to really be a bummer.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. This is the portion of the program where we try to let you be heard. So did you see that person that wrote on Instagram that we'd just read her text and she feels like a celebrity and then her boyfriend came in feeding her pizza? Did you see that?
I didn't see the feeding her pizza thing. I definitely saw that post. She tagged us in that. And that was adorable.
The very next one, I believe, was her boyfriend in a penciled-on mustache feeding her pizza as she's now a celebrity, apparently.
Oh, my God, hilarious. No, I didn't see that part, but yeah, I thought it was really cute.
Very,
she heard
very
her text,
nice.
And she was like playing the radio in the background. It was really neat.
So feel free to text us. We do love to hear from you. 800-400-3697. Got to have lunchtime break sex for the first time in my life.
Wow.
Because of working at home.
Huh. That's nice. That's a Benny.
408 says, I am just not in the mood.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what?
I'm depressed. I want nothing to do with that.
Don't be depressed.
You know. It's just, it's hard to muster, hard to rally.
So, you need to get those endorphins going.
You're probably right. Honestly, maybe I'll try and put out today, Ben. How's that sound? Okay, great. I'm not saying I'm doing it. I got work to do. I got masks to make, man.
Sarah.
Yeah.
You have famously said it takes 8 minutes. I think you've got time.
Hmm.
What?
Well, I'll see. He's on the red. Not on the red. I had to dye my hair today, too. I got crap to do. Look at the top
of
my head.
Crying. Oh, look, you got a nice silver stripe.
I do. Maybe I'll just shave. Oh, man. My brother sent me a picture yesterday. I guess it's hanging up at my parents' house, like a, you know, like a big family portrait, and I have no hair. It's so, I was like, oh, that's what I need right now, no hair.
How many fish has your brother caught since landing in Florida? Like 200?
Countless. They posted a video yesterday on Instagram of they're just standing on the dock behind my parents' house, just casting in and catching these, you know, foot-long fish. I'm like, oh, fun.
He's just going to he's gonna finish the ocean off.
He is.
Good for
they're,
him.
You know, they're supposed to be down there looking for a house, and no real estate agents will take them. They're like, no, we're not showing houses right now. I'm like, just tell them to go unlock the house, get back in their car, and you guys will go. I don't want the real estate agent with me anyway.
Your parents don't mind having them. Come on.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's delightful.
Good
what,
morning.
What could
so
possibly
great to
go
hear-
wrong?
Right. Good morning. So great to hear you. Where is Vaughn? I texted with Vaughn yesterday. I don't know if you guys had talked to him or how regularly.
No, I've seen him on Instagram, but I haven't. I don't know what he's up to. What's he doing?
So I texted him and said, you know, hey, how are you? What are you doing? I don't know enough about his. I knew he was living in the Tenderloin. Then he moved and he had a live-in girlfriend. So he's young. So his status is changing quickly and often. But he said that he is healthy, safe, and at his apartment. And I just asked him to stay in touch with us as often as possible. I know I'm not your dad, but I'd like to know if something happens to you, we'd like to know that we could, however we can help, we will.
Right.
So, but apparently right now he's doing great. And hopefully he's stockpiling art as he is a great artist. And I hope that he's using this time to write. And
the beauty of staying at home.
Mm-hmm. Person says they're not doing it because they got shingles in quarantine and have to be apart.
What?
I guess they didn't get their shingles vaccine and now they've got shingles. Or maybe
sucks.
Maybe you can get shingles. You can get shingles when you're younger. Nicole, you had them.
Yeah, I had them when I was 15.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
sucks.
Damn it.
That does suck. What was it? Just what was it like? A bad case of the chicken pox? What was it?
Yeah,
like?
It was extremely painful.
Oh, huh.
So at least you're in quarantine when you have shingles. Like I still went to school because they were on my back, so nobody can see them. But it was painful.
Can you share your shingles with anybody?
No,
like people can't catch shingles. They can catch the pox from you, but not the shingles.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
well,
shingles.
Maybe I should have gone to school then.
I don't know. Too late now. That ship sailed.
Yeah.
If people want to use their bags at the grocery store, why not put the groceries back in the cart and take the groceries to your car and then put them in your bags? That works. That's one way to
whatever,
get out
however
of the store.
You want to do it. Exactly. That would get you out pretty fast, I guess.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it more. My boyfriend is sleeping until noon. And then migrating to the couch. Being the laziest slob, I get it's time to relax, but he does nothing. Yeah.
We're
you know
all
that,
dealing in our own ways.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot
maybe
of people
he's depressed.
Who are going to break up on the other side of this, right?
Well, didn't they say in China, like, there's never been a higher divorce rate in Wuhan mm-hmm. than there is right now? People are like, I've had enough of you. You suck. I suspected it, but now that I've spent 3 weeks in a house alone with you? Ooh. If this happens again, it ain't going to be with you.
Adult friend finder is to find naked time friends,
I
Sarah.
See. Yeah, I didn't get that memo. I found out as soon as Vinny said it was a porn site. I'm like, oh, that kind of adult friend.
My son works at Whole Foods on Market in SF. He is not doing a sick out today. Also said no one at his store has tested positive. Shout out to my son, Justin, and his crew for being on the front lines.
Thank you, everybody on the front lines. Honestly, we can't say it enough. If you are one of those people and you've got a story, or you're a fan of the show and you just want to say hi to some people, you know, write to Bryn. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. BRYN@RadioAlice.com. We've been featuring our capeless heroes.
Vin, what you just said about learning an instrument is true for college. I went back to school in my early 40s. So many of the young students really didn't know what they wanted to do and were there only to make their parents happy. College can be very wasted on the young. Internships and life experiences really ought to come first.
It's true. You don't, I mean, to tell an 18-year-old, figure out what you want to be when you grow up because you're practically there and go to school for it. It is interesting. It's almost like you should have to work for a few years and have to sort of firm up as a person. And then, you know, then the money would be so much better spent, it seems.
I know that while I was in college, my girlfriend at the time was cramming through school, like trying to get it all done as quickly as humanly possible because she wanted her dad off her back. And she went for a liberal arts degree. And I was trying to get out of her, like, what is the point? She said, the point is to get my dad off my back. And that is an unfortunate way to go through college.
It's just that's Stinks. Not getting the most out of that experience. I mean, right. For a lot of people, it's a growing experience in that you're not living under your parents' roof anymore. You got to become self-sufficient. There's benefits to college. There's no question about it. But if you're drifting and you're spending a lot of money doing that drifting and taking out a lot of loans, I say work for a while. We're actually getting there with my younger son. Like, this is not, I just don't know that this is the time for him to be in college. You know, he just doesn't know. Well, he knows what he wants to do. They don't have college for rock stars, though, or at least not the way he wants it to be with no teachers, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, the rock star college is in a van touring the country, which ain't happening right now.
No, it's not.
My boyfriend bought me a guitar for my birthday about 3 years ago, and I procrastinated in learning. Was thinking that this is the best time to start. Any tips?
Yeah, pick it up. Get a tuning app on your phone. That's super handy. And just go on YouTube and start with an A chord.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, there are great lessons on YouTube. You can absolutely find a website. Like, I use Jamplay, but there's a bunch of different lesson sites that you can pay them. Yeah. And there'll be access to a ton of, maybe in a more orderly fashion than you'll find on YouTube. So, you know, if you have the money. But if you don't have money, you can find everything on YouTube that you could find anywhere else. It's all there. Yeah. So learn on YouTube.
And really, you just need a few chords. And frankly, if you learn how to use a capo, that's all you need because you can move that thing anywhere you want on the neck. You can get fancy when your stringers get fonger. But,
one of the things
good place to start.
That I've learned through this process of relearning guitar is that what you're saying about learning a few chords, as you talk or hear musicians, successful musicians even, who are talking about their early days, like Billy Joe and all these guys who have become very successful, they'll tell you that they had a vision almost early on with just a few chords. They were already starting to write songs and had ideas and knew where they wanted to go with it. There's other people like me who have zero idea, and that's okay too. You can get great pleasure from playing other people's songs, learning the instrument just for simply keeping your brain active.
Oh, absolutely.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you'll have vision, the kind of vision that can turn you into a real musician with just a couple chords.
Right.
Some people just can. And it's amazing
and frankly,
to hear that.
You know, it sort of depends what you want to do with it. If you just want to be a person who can play your favorite song and sing along with it, then all you need is a couple chords. And, you know, most songs are actually like hit songs. They're mostly pretty simple. And then, you know, maybe you find that you have the hunger for it and you've decided this is an instrument I want to master. But you don't. There's plenty of people out there making hit songs who aren't masters.
Right.
So, you know, you just got to find your way with it. But you've got time now, so get going.
Have fun.
So our advice to you is pick up your guitar. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday.
510 says, yay, Isla, love her.
Yeah,
707 says, Isla may want to talk to her union rep to see if she's being properly compensated.
Are you feeding her? I think she's being properly compensated. You putting a roof over her head, Vin? She getting a live-work program?
Yeah, she's trust me, she's overly compensated. Thanks for the pentatonics. Beautiful and uplifting. And them counting. That's right.
So good.
Vinny, your advice to pace ourselves helped a lot yesterday.
I thought about it 20 times yesterday as I was having a total meltdown. I'm like, eh, you could get through this. Nope, just pace yourself. It's good. Solid advice.
I'm surprised to hear that from you. I know that you're emotional and that, but I also know that you, this is my own personal, I don't know, view from where I sit, is you have trouble, you need stuff to keep you busy.
I
think that you will find, whether that's a home refi or redo a room or take up sewing and become obsessed with it, or Pokemon. I think that you find things to keep you busy, and that's good. And so
I do. I think, you know, the meltdown I had yesterday was, I believe, about so much more than my QuickBooks problems that I was having.
I'm sure.
I mean, I definitely, like, I really felt as I allowed myself to cry and continued to cry, I just thought, well, this is actually, I'll feel better. And I do. I felt better afterward. You know, sometimes you just got to let it go. Just let it be. Oh, I should have gone with the other Let It Go, shouldn't I have?
Yeah.
Singing. I'll do some of that today, too. That feels
Will
good.
You?
Sure. I'm sing every
good.
Day. Let it
so,
go.
S&V, what time are you guys going to bed now?
8:30-ish. I get an extra hour. Do you get about... Well, you probably get more, like 2 extra hours.
I get a lot of... I'm getting more than enough sleep for the first time in a long time. But yeah. I would say, yeah, about 8:30. I'm aiming for, you know, 7:38. I'm trying to come down.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of like get into bed and see what happens. And it's
yeah,
been
Yeah, because I'm getting
good.
Up. I'm getting up a whole hour later. I get up at 4:45 and we go on at 5:45. And I've been, you know, if I'm in bed by 8:30, I'm feeling like I can get my 8 hours. I think that's... Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Are you napping?
I was last week. I'm not going to do that anymore. I really screwed myself last week. I really did. I think it was a big part of why I was so bummed out last week. Just trying to have a routine, you know?
I really appreciate you guys focusing on our local heroes. Teachers, nurses, service workers are keeping us going. Suddenly, celebrities and sports icons have a chance to... I lost it. Sorry, the thread is all over the place.
Yeah.
Billy Joe was great singing, playing guitar, and chewing gum. I wish I could do any three things effortlessly like that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to think a whole lot. He's a natural, that guy.
That's a guy I believe had a vision from, or like that, again, back to the, there are people who will learn and take to an instrument just fine, and then there are people who have vision and will become rock stars, and
yep.
He's that, I believe.
For sure.
He always posts pictures of them. There's a picture he posted of him with Green Day. I don't know if they were called that when they were in high school, but it was the three of them playing a high school, like, in the quad.
So funny.
And I just thought, oh, my God, they were already a band in high school, and
we
they're gotta still...
We got to start somewhere, right. That's
they're
great.
Still together. That is killer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of time. But you know what? Thanks everyone for sending your texts and continue to do so. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you to Jessica, who came on with us this morning. She was a hero that we highlighted today. We've been asking if you are out there on the front lines or, you know, even if you're not, tell us about your experience, you know, whatever you're going through right now. We're trying to share stories and hashtag stay connected. Use that hashtag when you post to social media so we can all see each other's posts. Send an email to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, BRYN@RadioAlice.com. And maybe we'll highlight you on the show, get to talk to you, do some shout outs to some friends. And then later he puts information in the actual segment that goes on the air at radioalice.com/heroes. That's actually been kind of a fun way, I think, to connect with some of the people that are listening right now. We appreciate you being here for sure.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard whatever it is you do and you feel like you're out there on the line, then write us.
Yeah.
Let us feature you. We want to.
You have big plans today, Vinny?
Well, I'm going to continue the exercise streak I started yesterday. So hopefully we can go 2 days with exercise in a row. That'd be really good. I plan to play a little guitar. I also told my daughter I would hang in the backyard with her. So we're going to do that. Maybe, I don't know what will happen there. It's hard to know.
Dirty skin knees. I mean, all the stuff that happens.
It's hard to know if we're just going to sit in it and take in a little sun, or if there's going to be a game, or if the doll's coming. Who knows?
Teach her how to play hopscotch. Do you have a patio back there you can draw on?
Not really. Well, we have a patio, but it's what do they call those, pavers? So a little tough to get that. Yeah. But she does know how to do that. They do that in
hopscotch is so fun. God, we played that incessantly. How about jump ropes? Maybe you and your wife can get a jump rope going and teach her how. That'll get some energy out. Hoo-hoo. She'll be ready for a nap after that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. I'm looking forward to the fact that the sun is out, and I'm going to try and get. Look, we all have to practice mental resilience right now. Make a point today of taking care of yourself, getting a little sunshine on your face, or taking a bath, or whatever thing will help
make you feel
like
better.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tough time. And listen, Alice is here for you all the live long day, 24/7. Listen at radio.com. Keep the stream on, please.
Jane. I highly recommend you take 4 hours of Jane and call us tomorrow.
Yes, that's a good prescription for mental health. Jane, you're playing a game called. And we'll be back here tomorrow, 5:45. We'll meet you there.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.